As we continue our sermon series on looking at the component parts of various aspects of the communion service, today we consider intercessions. And these notes are from a number of people, but in particular Liz Coulson, who was preparing a reflection on this at Pollock's Hill on Sunday. John Pritchard, who was a former Bishop of Oxford, has written a number of really helpful books about intercession. He starts by saying, "Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for a short sleep." That's at least how it seems when on a Sunday morning someone begins to lead intercessions. Well, I hope not, but possibly. So why do we feel like this? How do we respond to the call from Paul in his letter to his protege Timothy, which we heard read? "I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them." That's 1 Timothy 2:1. Nothing new there, you may think. The Bible is full of prayers, and you're right. There are at least 650 prayers in Scripture. Moses, Abraham, Elijah are all examples of people who prayed for others. Jesus, of course, is our best role model, who gave us the Lord's Prayer in answer to the disciples asking for teaching on prayer. And it's interesting that when Jesus introduced that prayer, he said, "When you pray," an expectation that we would. And then the beautiful great priestly prayer we heard read to us today from the book of John. But is Paul called to prayer to intercede as easy as it sounds? Sometimes, obviously, we can struggle with leading intercessions. It might be the thought, the word intercession itself sounds a bit more daunting than the word prayer. It comes from the Latin and means between. Paul himself seems to be using the word prayer as an umbrella for different ways of praying, such as intercession and thankfulness. Intercessions can be a prayer for one person or many. For situations, they can be made in private or in our own homes. But we're thinking mostly today about intercessions as part of our worship within the structure of the liturgy of the communion service. Put simply, intercessions are a means by which someone leading intercessions enables the congregation to share in prayer, gives voice to our concerns and hopes. And I think importantly that as we pray, we're inviting ourselves into God's presence and praying that we would hear from him, we would have a sense of his response. In everyday life, we'll find that intercessions itself is a deep instinct. How often do we hear people say to someone, "I'll pray for you," and look at the spotlight on the notice sheet this week in relation to that. Perhaps you've said this, and maybe we say it when we feel lost, not knowing how we can help, support or comfort. But it's a good example of intercession, times when we really want the very best for people we know or love, and wanting more for them than we can give, praying for their well-being. We bring other people and situations to the heart of God, who is love. And we do this most weeks when we pray for those who are unwell. This can tell us a lot about prayers. They're about our love for the world around us and show us how much God loves us. We have prayer boxes in our churches, and it's an invitation to all who come, including us, to ask for the church to pray for us, someone else or something. There's also a prayer pool, and you'll often see the box taken to the altar each week. You don't know what the person who wrote it has asked for prayer, as the prayer cards are not read to allow confidentiality. But we can know that God knows and he accepts our lifting these prayers to him. Time has taught that when we teach people about prayer to God, it's the best thing we can do. Prayer doesn't let us off the hook. It's not a way out. There may well still be things I can and should do to help, but placing them in God's hands is by far the best thing. It's summed up in a verse from Deuteronomy that says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." So intercession seems to be a deep instinct in us all, and in the Bible times again affirms and confirms that we should bring others' needs to God. Jesus shows this often, but an example would be when he prays to his Father and thanks him for hearing his prayer for Lazarus, who he calls back from the dead. We don't even need to worry if we don't know what to pray, such as with our prayer box. We know that the Holy Spirit helps us, and Jesus himself continues to pray for us. And I think that's a really key point there, of allowing God to nudge us as we pray. We may have words, but he may want to add or subtract or give us some space and time as well. So we should have confidence that we can pray and bring even the seemingly impossible to God our Father. We can trust in this because we're building on a strong tradition that works. From the earliest days of the church, that's when the church gathered and interceded. Despite all of this, we often find intercession is the most difficult part of the service to put together. You may pray for a friend who's going through a crisis, about to undergo surgery, needing prayers for a safe journey on a travel somewhere. You're already practicing intercessory prayer. We're praying for others, asking for healing, help, guidance. If we can all do this, why do we still have a concern, possibly, about leading intercessions in our own churches? So here's just a few thoughts on this. Perhaps an obstacle could be that we secretly wonder if prayers can make a difference. But experience shows that they can. And talk to fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus about their relationship and their connection with prayer. Is there a nagging feeling that intercessions are a chore or a list? Do we have to name all those people again? Has God forgotten our prayers from last week? Do we need to be persistent and keep praying for things to God? Well, Jesus says in Luke 18:1, pray always and never give up. It's the parable of the persistent widow. And I think we do that until we understand what it is that God is doing in the situation. Are we hesitant? What about prayers that don't seem to be heard or answered? Let's remind ourselves that God hears every word. Perhaps we need to be honest in our intercessions and tell God that we're struggling, disappointed, confused. And then we need to keep believing in faith that God is working his ways. We may never fully understand, but they are always for the best because he loves us. At the end of the day, though, prayer isn't a button to be pushed. And God isn't a genie waiting to grant after he wishes. But the wonder is prayer brings us closer to God. As we approach him, seek a relationship with him as individuals and as a church, and he draws nearer to us. He knows our hearts, and we find out what a faithful, consistent God he is. Intercessions aren't just some prayers put into our worship. They are a time when we can draw closer to God and share with him our deepest concerns and love for the world. And in that sense, they bring us closer to God. I'm hoping you think about these prayers too. I would like to ask whether you consider one thing. We are a church and a series of churches where many of us serve in all sorts of ways. Just today we can see that someone opened up, set up the building, played CDs or music. People read to us. But it would be great if people could lead intercessions. So can I encourage you to think about this? Because intercessions are the sum of all our individual thoughts and prayers. So it's really good if our intercessions can be led more and more by lay people. And we share and pray for situations, people that we love and want to bring to God. I think most of us who already lead intercessions need help writing them. So it's good to know that there are lots of resources to help out. Books full of prayers that we can amend. There will soon be a chance to take a further look at a short session about intercessions being held at the Vicarage. Now you find more details in the notice sheet this week. But basically on Wednesday the 1st of July at 7 p.m. we'll give an opportunity for people to learn how to lead prayers in church services. You'd be very welcome to come to that. Let's pray. Gracious Holy Spirit, help us all to think more about our prayers for others as we worship together. Help us not to be afraid but willing to step out and believe that you hear every prayer and always do what is up for our good. You're not asking for perfection from us, but an honest and loving heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.